Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbach. This is episode 399, Garbage Texas Parents. Now, I don't have a kid, but I have a godson, and I see him twice a week, every week, a little more than that this week. But I've had a lot of culture shock in Texas recently at the level of hands-off parenting. I find it disturbing. You know, in Jersey, when I would go to one of my friends' birthday parties, it was like at a movie theater, or it was at a mini golf place, or it was at, go-karts. And we would go to a venue or their house, and the parents would feel comfortable to drop it off because the parents would stay there, facilitate the activities, party room, pizza. That's how you deserve your present. It's kind of like going to a wedding. If you're invited to a wedding, you should probably try to give a present to the couple that at bare minimum covers the cost of if you're eating dinner, the venue. Like if it's like $120 a plate, get them like $120 gift card to a grocery store or something. Try to at least cover your own head, right? So when you provided a birthday, like my godson's 13th birthday was at Blazer Laser Tag. It was fire. I contributed financially to this. And what it was we played laser tags. All the kids got coins, you know, for the arcade. And then there was pizza. He deserved his fucking presents. Okay. He deserved his presents. They're in the party room. The parents can drop off. The parent, okay, pick up in 2 hours. Fine. Two of my godson's birthdays of his friends, the parents made sure to put zero money and zero effort into the birthday. What do I mean? One of his friends, and I don't blame the kids at all. The kids are kids. They can't drive. They don't work. They're too young to work. They're in tow of the parents. And the parents have this so pick himself up by the bootstraps philosophy about literally everything to justify how zero they have to put effort in. One of my godson's friends was like, what do you like? The mall? Where's your birthday? The mall. Okay. I go, that's not a venue. How are we going to find each other at the mall? What a liminal space. It's like, where's your birthday? The woods. But can you name a tree, like the sycamore tree? The woods, we'll find each other. So I go, where? He goes, okay, we'll meet at the food court. And I go, the food court is half of the second floor. That's not good enough. Finally, he goes, okay, Chick-fil-A. Well, because Chick-fil-A hates the gays, they're closed on Sundays. So, and I said, when? He goes, 2 p.m. So we're standing outside at 1:59, the closed for the gays Chick-fil-A Sunday. And the birthday girl didn't show up until 2:25. Terrible. So I had to pull teeth to get an assemblance of a meeting place. So then I'm not even the parent, but I'm the only adult there. And then as soon as the birthday girl comes, she goes, all right, let's go. No. Let's make sure that everyone you invited to this zero effort birthday shows up. So I pick a table that finally all the kids who are dropped off like feral stray dogs finally find each other in the food court. And it's like, yeah, this is the guest list. We're all here. Okay, now let's go as a group. So then I said to my godson, he's like, oh, give me money, go away. You know, because as soon as some girls show up, he's like, give me money, go away, which is fine. I get it. So I do this and then I'm like, okay, but meet me here exactly in 1 hour. Meanwhile, the birthday girl got all of her presents that she didn't deserve because the birthday was zero. What's the point of a birthday in the mall? Walk around the mall and buy me more presents? Imagine this. So this is zero effort, zero money, right? The birthday girl gets 30 pounds of presents and she's walking around for an hour with no mom. The mom doesn't even come to collect the presents for the station wagon upstart. Like a stray dog. Here, the mall. There you go. Oh, I'm 25 minutes late. Who cares? Mama's got to get her bunions pinched out by the Chinese lady up the street. So I'm just going to drop you off. I'm late for that appointment too, because I'm garbage. Anyway. So then he goes, meet me back here in an hour. So I occupy myself. I go back at 3:25. I go, what now? He's like, fuck off for another hour. So then I'm like, okay. So then I get back at 4:30 and on the dot, he's like, I'm ready to go. Let's go. 'Cause you know, what's he gonna do? Walk around for another hour blowing money? He doesn't make money. He had a little gift card on him with like $50 on it, whatever. So okay. Then at the end, the birthday mom finally shows up with homemade cupcakes, distributes a cupcake to each kid. Thanks for walking around with my daughter and her 30 pounds of presents for 2 hours as I planned nothing. That wasn't the worst birthday. So a parent topped that. See, I think they're in competition with each other, how fucking lazy they could be, how little they can do. And like, I'm like, are you trying to raise a scientist or a fucking feral raccoon? Apparently the latter. So someone topped this. So we went to the Austin Rodeo. And I said, the rodeo, like I've never been to a rodeo before. I'm from New Jersey. So when I see cows, I get itchy. So I said, where's the rodeo? Where's the meeting place? And he goes, there isn't one. It's like, I'm so furious that they don't even go, we're going to meet here. I mean, bare minimum. So it's like a carnival with like carnival rides, carny tricks, like shoot the water gun to get the teddy bear, shoot the basket to get this impossible prize, you know, throw the dart at the balloon, all that stuff, plus carnival rides, and then food, carny food, and then inside was a rodeo, and then off to the side was a petting zoo. So it was like a square mile. What's the meeting place? Zero. Where's the parental supervision? Zero. So I go, you're not, I'm not going to take you to a birthday and drop you off and pick you up. I'm not doing that. If there's no chaperones, because it's not safe. So we showed up there and finally I, you know, established, okay, if you need me, I'm going to be in the rodeo. Up, go in there to the right. That's where I'll be. So I would watch the rodeo for like 30 minutes, which was kind of fun. There was like kids riding sheeps. It was wild. I did see a fist fight in the thing. Everyone was drunk. Then I go out to go find them to make sure that they're alive because it's my godsend. And so the other thing is it costs $45 a ticket. So it's like for my daughter's birthday, I want you to meet me here. Every person pays 45 on the way in. Parking was 20. So with tax, it was 127 for me, my godson, with zero. So did he rent a picnic? There was like party picnic tables. They could have rented one and had pizza, but that would go against putting 0.0 money and effort into dick ever, which they're in the, my godson's friends are in competition of how lazy and fucking entitled and do nothing garbage they can be. So it's 127 for me and him walking in. So I would watch the rodeo and then I would walk him around to go find them. Meanwhile, his Visa debit card, he wanted me to pay for the carnival rides too. I'm like, no, you have like, you know, whatever, $70 on your card. Like, so he spent 30. So it was like 157 for both of us to go to this person's birthday party. The parents could have called and group bought 20 tickets, which would have half the price. But again, that would go against doing nothing. So then, as we're driving there, my godson's like, well, we got to get her a present. I go, the fuck we are. The fuck we are. Our present is showing up when it's 127 plus 30 for carnival, 157 to show up. The fuck she is getting a present. What did this is how everything works. What did the parents do for us? Nothing. Well, we're not doing shit for them. And I said to him, I will literally not take you. I will listen. I'll pay for both of our tickets. I'll pay for parking and I'll make sure that you're alive because this is what you want to do. But if we get her a present, I'm not doing any of that because they didn't do shit for us. No meeting place, no email, no like, hey, I bulk bought the tickets, so they're half off. So Venmo me this much for that, and it'll be fair for 0, 0, 0. So I would watch the rodeo for 30 minutes, then I would go make sure that they were alive. Watch the rodeo 30 minutes. So I walked like 10 miles because it was from 6 p.m. to 10:30. And then at 10:30, I'm like, let's go, let's go. Finally, 10:40, let's go. Well, the dumb dumb birthday girl wants to go on one more. Let's go, let's go. So then finally he's like, well, the parent says that there's a cake in the car. So we got to go find the garbage do nothing father of the birthday now. Garbage do nothing father of the who did not chaperone, did not, he just dropped off Oh, find your friends. I got you your ticket. I did enough. Let me get drunk and beat my wife because I'm shit. Anyway, meanwhile, when I'm walking around carnies, the scum of the earth, I'm seeing people blasting cocaine. I'm seeing fist. I saw a fist fight in the fucking rodeo. I saw a bull stomp on a guy's leg and break it, which was kind of cool. But you know, it's not safe for 12 and 13 year olds on with zero chaperoning to go around a carnival like stray dogs. Again, what are you trying to raise? A functioning member of society or a gerbil, a feral gerbil, the latter. So at the end, we're finally like, he's like, okay, well, there's a cake in the car. It's 10:40 fucking eight. I'm so exhausted from finding these kids in the carnival over and over and again. It would take me like 30 minutes to find them. I'm straight up walking around. Okay, they're alive. Okay, let me go back and rest at the rodeo again. That was my night all night. So finally, we're all walking back to his car, and I can hear the birthday girl on the phone with her garbage do nothing dad going, so where can we find you? He goes, the grass. The parking is 2 square miles of grass. This guy doesn't have two brain cells to rub together to say, hey, you know, I'm parked near the Ferris wheel. That's any level of direction, any level of meeting place, zero. So we're like, and also there's two entrances. There's gate one and gate two. I mean, this is too much information to say. I parked up the gate one next to the horsey rides or next to the petting zoo. Couldn't do it. I'm at the grass. So he sees his daughter and her friends walking and he goes, whop on the horn. So then my godson and the part that goes over there and then he looks back at me, oh, no cake. So he only pretended that there was a cake. He pretended that he would put any effort into it to lure the kids back to the car because he like carpooled, you know, at the other half of the party. Did he pay for their tickets? No. I watched them all pay for the everyone went Dutch. The lamest party I ever went to in Jersey was we would drop off, you would drop off somebody at their house and they would play movies and provide pizza and popcorn. My birthdays were at my house too often, and they were like Nerf fights in the basement. But at least the parents would go, I feel safe. We know we're dropping our kid off at Eric Hollerbach's house, that his parents are both in. And if someone that gets hurt goes to the hospital, you know, they'll call an ambulance because they're responsible. If someone in the rodeo party got kidnapped, the only one would have a lead on the situation was this guy. Not the birthday dad who did nothing. He didn't even get out the car to wave his daughter. Hi, I've done nothing for your birthday, but I've parked here to pick up your friends. Too fat to get out the car. Wah! Like he's in a drive-through and his Whopper's taking too long. Wah! I mean, there's a certain genius of rugged individualism of Texas, you know? During COVID-19, for example, Texas and Florida stayed open. Get off my lawn, I'll shoot you dead. Good on you. The parenting being so hands-off is terrible, and it leads to degeneracy and lack of direction and lack of anything going on. I was within an inch of my mind to beat the dad within an inch of his life. But then I thought in my head, well, not only did this poor girl have a garbage unplanned birthday, and she was quite dumb, but you know, then her dad's gonna get beaten up, which would probably not add to the festivities that night. So I decided to spare him. But oh my God, did I want to chew him out? But I'm doing it here on my podcast, more passive aggressively behind his back. He won't find this, he's illiterate. This has been episode 399, Fetishization of Laziness in Texas Birthdays. Do better, parents. Do better.